Blog Talk Radio. You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Good morning. This is the International Mastermind Association program, and this morning we have the pleasure of having as our guest speakers the Palm Beach Life Planners. It's a mastermind group, and we will be discussing the third chapter of Think and Grow Rich, Faith, the Second Step to Riches. As part of the mastermind group, who we have with us this morning is Betty Knighton, a spiritual coach and a business owner, not only just a business owner, but she has several businesses. Good morning, Betty Knighton. Are you here with us? And can you talk to us just for a second about your businesses?
Good morning, Sharon. It's such a pleasure to be here on this rainy day. Yes, I would be happy to talk with you today about my businesses and about the chapter we're dealing with on faith. I'll mention a couple of businesses. One is Majestically Speaking. That is basically a business that consists of a lot of speaking, especially to the faith-based audience. I share the Word of God with an expanded audience through nonprofit organizations, churches, and other faith-based organizations. The second business is Emerge Publishing, and that's an umbrella for several services. Not only do we publish books, but we provide printing services. We provide consulting services to those new authors who want to publish their books, because we realize that everybody has a story to tell or information to share. And people are looking for inspiration. We're looking for information and entertainment and tips on how to do just about anything. So I always tell people that it is totally inexcusable to leave your story untold or your ideas unshared. But most people...
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm sorry, Betty.
Excuse me.
Thank you so much for sharing.
Go on, Sharon.
I'm sorry. Our next Palm Beach Life Planner is Stephanie Ebanks, who is a travel consultant. She travels the world weekly, and she collects information about all of the places that she travels. Good morning, Stephanie. Could you just give us a second about who you are and being a travel consultant?
Good morning, Sharon. Good morning, our listening audience. Yes, I have been in the travel business for over 30 years. I can say that I've probably been on every continent there is. And anytime you want to go anywhere or do anything, I can help you get you there and give you a great time. I have been to Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America. There is no continent I probably haven't touched on, except the cold ones that I have not done in the last 30 years. Thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. We also have Anne McNeil. She is the IMA founder. She is a speaker. She is an author and business coach. Anne, we're going to give you, you have so many businesses and so much to tell, but we're only going to give you a second and then we're going to start on the show. So, Ann McNeil, could you please give us some of your wisdom?
Good morning. I am the Master Builder Building Stronger Lives. And we help executive and entrepreneurial women get greater clarity in their highest income-producing areas of their business and their lives. And as the founder of the International Mastermind Association, Sharon, it's such a pleasure being on the radio with you today. Thank you.
Thank you. And finally, I am Sharon Jackson. I'm a consultant. I'm also a speaker. And we are going to start with our show. We've been talking, naturally, for several years now. We've been going over and over about the steps of reaching and reading and rereading the Think and Grow Rich book. And we are back to the second chapter, the third chapter on faith, the second step to riches. Now, I'm going to direct this first question to Betty. The book says the subconscious mind makes no distinction between constructive and destructive thought impulses. It says the subconscious mind will translate into reality a thought driven by fear just as readily as it will translate into reality a thought driven by courage or faith. I'm directing that to you because there are so many stories that you have told us, so many personal bits of information about your life of courage that I think that you will be able to give us deep understanding about what the book, Napoleon Hill, is trying to tell us in this book about faith, fear, courage, and courage. Faith, fear, and courage. Talk to us, Betty.
Absolutely, Sharon. That statement is a very powerful statement because it says that the subconscious mind translates into reality the thought driven by fear just as quickly as it will a thought driven by courage or faith. And what that says to us is that the subconscious mind really doesn't know the difference between good or bad, positive or negative. It reacts on whatever is fed into it. And that's why we have to be so careful about what we feed into our minds, because now faith is the head chemist of the mind. That's an absolute required quality. We have seen cases where if a child is told over and over again that you'll never amount to anything, you're going to be like Uncle So-and-so or Aunt So-and-so, you're not going to be anything. If that child has no one to teach them otherwise, that child will grow up thinking, oh, I'm not going to be anybody. And they won't put forth the effort to go beyond what they've been told. But when children are nurtured and told, you can be anything your heart desires. And when they program their minds to believe that, reality sets in and they become whatever it is they want to become. So that is a very, very powerful, powerful statement. Okay, it's just as true as 2 and 2 equals 4. So that's basically what I want to say about that.
Okay, Betty, I'm not going to let you off that easy. I'm going to give you one more minute. Because you've talked to us about coming from the bean field to the boardroom. There was a lot of courage that had to happen, of you coming from what you told us was a bean field, someplace that people just don't rise to the boardroom. You have not only risen, people call you on an everyday basis, Big Chief. Just take a minute and talk to us about that.
Yes, my beginnings were very humble beginnings in a one-room shack on the edge of a bean field in a migrant camp. During that time, my parents followed the crops. They picked cotton in Georgia, and then they came to Florida to pick beans, and they would go back and forth. But at some point, they decided, okay, we won't do the cotton anymore. We're going to stay in Florida. And that's exactly what they did. So I started school, but actually before I started school, my mother taught me how to read, and my daddy taught me how to count. And because I read about faraway places and all kind of lifestyles, I started to dream that, you know what, maybe one day I can see myself there. And I remember once my dad told me, he said, Eddie, you need to work hard around the house. You need to clean up better because you're not going to be able to get a job in somebody's house cleaning up their house if you don't do better here. And I told my dad, I said, Daddy, I don't intend to get a job cleaning up somebody's house. I intend to sit behind a desk somewhere. And he just looked at me. He didn't comment. But see, in my mind, I just felt like there's more for me. I know I can do more. And once I got involved in the mastermind process where they really focus on affirmations, you program your mind with all these powerful thoughts. And in the process, say from 2008, within 1 year of getting involved in mastermind again, I became the author of 2 books and the leader of 2 companies just in a year's time. So I know that what you feed the subconscious mind is very, very important, because I could very well have stayed in the bean field mentality. But I had a boardroom mentality. I had no plans of staying at that level. So I read and I read and I read, and I started to program my mind to think higher thoughts. So I hope that answers your question.
Absolutely. The book gives us, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, and this next question is going to be directed to Ann McNeil. The book gives us verses from a poem. If you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you think you win, but you think you can, it's almost certain that you won't. If you think you'll lose, you're lost. For out of the world we find success begins with the fellows of will. It's all in the state of mind. The book further goes on, and it tells us this. It says, riches begins in the form of thought. Not only in the form of thought, but the amount of riches is limited only by the person whose mind the thought is put into motion. Faith removes limitations. And I'm directing this to Anne because I know that your life is totally geared toward this section. Go ahead and give us your thoughts and your life wisdom on this, please.
Well, Sharon, my favorite book says that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But it also goes on to say, you know, study to show yourself approved. And oftentimes, scholars and churchgoers and, you know, many of us think that that's purely talking about the Word of God. But when we think and grow rich, as it's by Napoleon Hill, we realize, like Betty talked about, the subconscious mind controls everything we do. So it's a matter of thought. And so for me personally, when I read this book in 1979 on December 31st at 9 p.m. on New Year's Eve, I realized that my thinking that took me to that point could not be the thinking that would take me further to achieve my personal and business and life dreams and goals. And so for the mere fact that we're on this show today is a really good example of the power of thought, because from that night, on December 31st to this day, many of us have been involved in this organization, the International Mastermind Association, and like Betty talked about, masterminding our lives and our businesses and our families and our civic areas and every area of our life to have a better life. But it all started with a thought. That's it, Sharon.
Okay, thank you very much. Very good. The book talks about, Anne talked about limitations. There's so much more to Anne's story, but because we're limited to time, she only gave us a few nuggets. But I'm going to talk to Stephanie Ebanks. Now, Stephanie didn't tell us, but Stephanie is from the island of Jamaica. And she has talked to us about thoughts, about dreams that took her beyond the island. That took her beyond not just the island, but took her to the airlines. And not only just the low parts of the airlines. She said, no, this is where I'm going. And she kept her sights and she plotted a very strict path to take her where she is now, not only just as flying weekly from the U.S. to India, but also giving other people the opportunity to see what she has seen. So the books say there are no limitations to the mind except those that we acknowledge. Stephanie acknowledges as a very young girl. She didn't have anyone coaching her. She used the mind of the infinite that allowed to put in her as a child to see planes taking off. Oh, I'm telling Stephanie's story now. But the deal is, she started out young, living with there are no limitations to the mind except those that we acknowledge. That both poverty and riches are the offspring of thought. Betty has already told us that they start in the same place. It's what you put in your mind to feed. It's like fertilizer. Whatever you fertilize, that's what's going to grow. So when you're around people that just talk about stuff about negative, average, mediocre, that's what you fertilize. But this is the deal with Stephanie, and this is the reason why I'm taking this quote to Stephanie. Stephanie didn't walk around in the mediocre. She set her sights, and she hasn't stopped it ever since. So I'm going to read this one more time, Stephanie, and then I'm going to give it to you. There are no limitations to the mind except those that we acknowledge. Both poverty and riches are the offspring of thought. This is up to you, Stephanie.
Yes, hi. Good morning again, Sharon and Betty and Anne. You know, you like Sharon mentioned about briefly about my story. I had no idea what the mastermind concept was. I didn't even know I was masterminding. But just like Betty, I grew up in a little bit of poverty. I shouldn't say poverty. I grew up poor. There's a difference between poverty and poor. I mean, we had all the things we needed to eat, foods, a place to sleep. We had all the comforts, but we didn't have the extras that everybody takes for granted these days. But we all had, I had, a dream of being more than just what here on this little island. No matter how nice it was, I wanted to see the world. That was my dream. I saw planes flying overhead, and I knew that those planes were going places that I'd never been, and I wanted to be there. I was determined that one of these days, no matter where that airplane was going, I was going to be there. I did not know that I was masterminding at the time. Just like Betty, she didn't know she was masterminding at the time when she told her daddy that she was not going to be cleaning people's houses. And now that I am an adult and I read Think and Grow Rich, I realize that that is exactly what I was doing. I was masterminding at the time. I was thinking about what I wanted to do. I was using the faith of a child. And that's basically what we need is the faith of a child. Because sometimes we try to limit our children when they're talking about their faith and when they're dreaming about the things they want. You know, you can't do that. You can't do that. We need the faith of a child, and that's what I had at a young age: the faith of a child that I was going to go places and do things and see places that other people have never been. And that is what took me from islands to islands to islands to islands to countries to continents around the world over the past 30 years. I'm not sure if I'm answering the question that you asked, Sharon.
You absolutely did.
The best thing to do is to have the faith of a child.
I'm not going to let you off there. The reason why I did is because the book tells us that sometimes opportunity comes wrapped in a different form. That it may not be the straight arrow that you may take some twists and turns. There's a second part to that story, a third and fourth part to that story, but I would like for you to read.
Yes, of course. You know, nobody gets to where they are by going straight. I'm sure Bill Gates didn't create this big industry of computers that we are now taking for granted by walking a straight line. He had twists and turns. I had twists and turns. I had to make compromises to achieve my goal. I started out in doing other different little things. I was manager for different companies, and then I got the opportunity to work in the airline industry through a back door. And I took that back door. I could have said, nah, that's not what I want. I want to be on that airplane. But I know that in that industry at the time, there was so much, there was not a lot of people of color. And it was hard for people of color to be on that airplane. But so I took that back door with the eye on the prize of getting to where I wanted to go. So sometimes you have to take that back door. Don't just be so focused on the dream that you miss the opening of that door. So I was happy that I was not so focused on my dream that I would have missed that opening. And so I took the back door that was offered to me to get into the airline industry. And then from there, every door that opened, I put my foot through it. And I kept putting my foot through it. And that's something that you have to keep your mind on so that you don't miss an opening. Sometimes you can miss an opening because you're so focused on the end goal.
Very good.
Sharon, that.
Yes. That was very good, Stephanie. I appreciate that. The next thing that I would like for us to do, and this is very important, you have to realize that each one of our
excuse me, Sharon.
Guests, yes.
Yes, Sharon, I had a question for Stephanie, please.
Go ahead. I am. I'm still here.
Yeah. Stephanie, can you share with us what was that opening in the back door? And the reason I ask the question is because there are many people listening all around the world to this show. And oftentimes we don't recognize what that opening is when it's opened. And so when we share, if we are able to share the little nuggets like you're doing, it can oftentimes make a big difference for people who, just like you said, they may have their eye on that big vision, but when that crack in the door comes, it's in a lot of different forms and fashions. So if it's okay with Sharon, if you could share with us, what was that crack in the door, that back door?
I actually interviewed to be a flight attendant, and I was denied the chance to do that. And so then I saw an ad for becoming a reservation specialist for the airlines. And I went and interviewed for that, and I got the job. And I thought, okay, if I can't become a flight attendant now, I'm going to take this opportunity to be in the airline industry and win that up, and from there move on up, because the company give you the opportunity once you're inside the company to then go and interview for different positions inside that company. And that's what I did.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Steph. And Ben.
The reason why that's so important is because you can't deal with discouragement. She didn't allow limitations to stop her. She was always had her eyes on the prize, and that's what the book talks about. The book talks about the fact that, you know, it may not happen in 6 months. It may not happen in a year. But the deal is, you always look at different avenues. I've extended the show to 45 minutes because we still have probably 15 minutes on the show. So there's a couple of things that I would like to do. One of the things that's very important, we all have read Think and Grow Rich. But what also happens in reading and Think and Grow Rich, we have read other supplemental books. We have read other supplemental books. So what I'm going to ask Betty and Stephanie, I'm going to jump into this myself. I want you to talk about what are the other books that you may have read that opened up your mind and gave you a depth of knowledge or that extra push that extra second win that took you from faith to faith, from a greater depth of wisdom to a greater height in knowledge. And so give us your books, or not even books, mentors that you may have taken on that have pushed you forward. I'm going to go back to Betty first.
Okay, Cher. First of all, let me say, first, the foundation of the book for me is the Bible. And as a minister, I do stay in the Bible a lot. But I found that with the other books that I've read, including Thinking Grow Rich and a lot of the other books of that genre, they have a biblical background. Okay? So one author that I like, Dr. Joseph Murphy, he wrote two of my favorite books. One is called The Miracles of Mind Dynamics, and the other one is The Power of the Subconscious Mind. But in that book, it takes us right back to what we're told to do in Think and Grow Rich, especially when it comes to our subconscious mind, and what we do in our mastermind group. Before every meeting, we read our group affirmation, and we read our personal affirmation. And those two books by Joseph Murphy stress the importance of making positive comments. Regardless of what the situation is, construct positive statements regarding that situation or a problem that you think you have, and then just program your subconscious mind. It will react on it because it doesn't know anything else to do but react on what you give it. So books that we read are important.
Very good. Stephanie, I know that you are a great reader also. Not only a great reader, but you are a collection, you are a collector of truisms. What are your books?
Yes.
Yes,
I am. One of my favorite truisms is actually from her mentor, Miss Anne McNeil, that, you know, and I tell you, now that you just, it just slipped my mind. But I will come back to that. You know, we all read a lot of our books. And of course, like Betty says, besides Think and Grow Rich, which we consider our Bible, we do actually read the Bible in itself. And also one of the books, and I've also met the author back a while ago, was, we all also know the movie, is also Pursuit of Happiness that I read with Chris Gardner. And how close he came to missing his dream of you know, not only wealth, but of changing his life and his life of his child. And I love that book, and I love that movie. And I also love Anne McNeil's story of Think and Grow Rich and how that influenced her that New Year's Eve, sitting there reading that book and realizing that there had to be something more for her. That is a powerful, powerful story, and I love listening to her tell that story every time. So that is, you know, and I don't know why, but the truism has slipped my head, but I will come back to that if you give me a moment.
Absolutely, we'll come back to that. Well, you know what, I'm going to... There's something that Anne tells us, all right? I'm going to say this because I'm concerned that Anne will not bring it up when she talks about her favorite stories and nuggets of wisdom. But Anne said, you know, the thing that's so important, one of the reasons why we read in all areas of our life is to stay balanced. So we read spiritual. We read business. We read about our health. We read about family. We keep up with civics. We read about finances so that we stay balanced. Anne told us once that this came to the realization to her in that she was reading about finance and about business. And during that time that she was reading about finance and business, she became wealthy. She had money. But her family and her marriage life went to hell. So then she changed. and she started reading about spiritual. She started reading about family. And so the family and her spiritual life, they rose up. Family was good. Spiritual was good. And she didn't have any money. So then she started reading about family and business. And so business was good. Family was good. But her health, things started going wrong. And so she said, wow, okay, this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to read this, 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 and she had all the books spread out. And we even, in the room, what she says is the deal is sometimes I only read a page a day, but I read to stay balanced. All right, now I'm going to Ann McNeil now that I've told part of her story. So, Ann, can you come back off mute, if you can, and talk to us about your favorite books, other than Think and Grow Rich, that has taken you to the next level and that has given you a deep level of wisdom?
All right. Yes, Sharon. And one of the books that you're actually alluding to that I read is called Success, the Glenn Bland Method. And it's written by Glenn Bland, of course. But he read Napoleon Hill's book and found that there were so many spiritual points in the book. So he focused purely on the book of Proverbs and wrote his own book, From Think and Grow Rich. But he included about five areas of your life for balance as you are aspiring to live a better quality of life. And that is exactly the book that you're referring to as a part of my story that I found that it is so very important, just like in our health, to have a balanced meal. It's very important in our life to have a balanced life. And there are so many areas of our life, but oftentimes we, myself especially, we focus on reading a particular area and not realizing that we need to balance it off with other areas in our lives. And that is why the International Mastermind Association has focused on 10 different areas of life, and, you know, we hold each other accountable in those areas.
Very good. Thank you, Anne. And I'm going to say that one of the areas, one of the books that I have, this is Sharon Jackson, one of the books that has opened up a lot, that opened up my mind is Dreaming with God. It's by Bill Johnson. And the reason why this opened my mind is that I had wonderful parents and a great support network, just like everyone else. But what my family said, Sharon, get a college education and get a job. And you can work on that job until you retire. So that way you'll have retirement from your job, and you'll have Social Security. It's a great life. But where's the dream? We were, we were designed, this is the one thing that sets us apart from animals. We have the ability to control our thought. We have the ability to dream higher thoughts. And when it tells us dreaming with God, it talks about reaching out, expanding your thoughts, going out to not only make your world better, but to make the world better for those, for everyone that you touch. And so that is one book besides Think and Grow Rich, which is, you know, they're very similar in terms of making you develop a world that's not only better for you, but better for everyone that is around you. So that's my deal. It's not just me and my four, but me and my territory. So when I'm thinking about what do I do that is better for me, it's not just what do I do for better for me, what is good for my family, what is good for my neighbors, what is good for my community. Because that's how we're designed. We're designed to create all the good and none of the bad. So that's my book and that's my nugget of wisdom. This is what I'm going to do before we close the show. Next week when we come on, we're going to we're going to continue the review of Think and Grow Rich. This is something that is a lifelong experience. As you read Think and Grow Rich, you get more and more information. I tell this story all the time. I think it's funny. Poor Anda, I probably don't even remember it. But on my third time of reading Think and Grow Rich, it finally opened up to a lot more information. I was texting in all the time. What does this mean? What does that mean? Tell me what does this mean? What is this book saying? I think it says this. So as we go through Think and Grow Rich, it's not only just for us to get a better understanding, it is for you, our listening audience, also. So we're going to press on to Chapter 4. It's auto-suggestion. It's the third step towards riches. It's the medium for influence the subconscious mind. Now, you know what a medium is. It's what you put something in that makes it work. It's how you think. It's the things that you say. It's the things that you do. Betty, in Over and Over, has talked to us about what she has done to make sure that her mind stays focused on the future, focused on the good and none of the bad. Stephanie, because of the limitation of time, and I'm going to go back to Stephanie because she said that there are things that she's thinking about that she wants to speak, but Stephanie, when you really listen to her, she talks about what she has done to stay focused on the next level. Anne McNeil has influenced all of our lives, and she goes and she continues to say it almost that you're the prophet of your own life. What you say, what you think, how you focus takes you to the next level. So next week, we're going to be talking about auto-suggestion, influencing that subconscious mind, so that everything that you say, all the thoughts that you have, all the actions that you make, influence where you're going to be. Let's face it, where we are now is based on what we did 6 months ago, what we said 6 months ago, what we did 6 months ago. I think about now, a great job that it's not that I had to give it up, but economic downturn. But prior to that, what was my focus? My focus was on the economic downturn. I may lose my job. The economic downturn, I may lose my job. Instead of talking about meditating and thinking about riches, what's going to take me to the next level? What is good for me and my staff? Auto-suggestion. That's where we're going to go next week. We hope that you tune in so that you can go to the next level with the Palm Beach Life Planners. This is the Palm Beach Life Planners signing off. And it has been our pleasure, Anne McNeil. I am a founder, speaker, author, business coach. Stephanie Ebanks, business owner, travel consultant. Ooh, Stephanie, you're still there? Because you have to tell us your thoughts.
I am still here.
Good. Tell us your final thought.
Well, you know, there was a couple, you asked me about a couple of truisms that I've collected over the years, and here are a few of my favorites that I have that I've read over and over. And one of the first one is, it's not what you call me, but what I answer to. It's not what you call me, but what I answer to. And the other one is, there are no limitations to self except those you believe in. There are no limitations to self except those you believe in. So, and my favorite one, he that will not reason is a bigot. He that cannot reason is a fool. And he that dares not reason is a slave. So, I mean, all of those play into your faith and your belief in getting to where you are. And Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich.
Thank you,
back
Stephanie.
To Sharon.
Very good. Very good. Okay, now the last person is Betty Knighton, spiritual coach and business owner. And finally, Sharon Jackson. consultant and speaker, and we each, as the Palm Beach Life Planners, want to thank you for listening to us. We hope that that our lives, that our experience, that our wisdom that we have imparted to you will take you to the next level. Use that this week. Think about Anne's life. Think about Betty's life. And think about Stephanie's life and the wisdom that they have given you. It will take you farther than you ever imagined. So with that, tune in next week to Auto Suggestion. We will go to the next level again. And we'll see you then.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.